And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Not Even a Team of Horses. Hello, kids. I've been telling you about our adventures back in Cincinnati, Ohio, in the spring of 1953. That was the time when Yuki Butcher wanted to try out for big league baseball with the Cincinnati Reds. He had gone to their spring training camp in Tampa, Florida. Meantime, back in Cincinnati, Sparky and the mayor and I had taken advantage of the nice spring weather to go flying a kite in Wobbledings Woods. The only trouble was there was a sudden change in the weather, and we had to hurry back because it began to snow and sleet. And what with Sparky and I having a little bit of a cold, we weren't too excited about that. Today's chapter takes place the next day.
Oh, boy. Hey. Hey, John, take a look at this picture on the sports page here in the paper.
Sparky, I can't look at the paper while I'm driving the car. You don't want us to have an accident, do you?
Well, I didn't know you could ever have an accident in this old car. Boy, it's going so slow. If you ever hit anything, you wouldn't even know it.
Well, just the same, it isn't safe to read the paper while you're driving.
Well, I don't want you to read the paper, Big John. I just want you to look at this picture on the sports page.
Well, I can't look at it while I'm driving. Tell me about it.
Well, it was taken at the Cincinnati Reds' spring training camp, and it shows manager Rogers Hornsby with some of our new ball players that are at the Reds' camp. Hey, and guess who's here in this picture?
I don't know. Yuki Butcher?
Yeah, that's right. Yuki Butcher. Boy, does he ever look cute in his regulation official Cincinnati Reds uniform. He looks just like a big league player.
Yeah? What's to say about you? Anything in particular?
Well, under the picture it says, Hornsby looks over new players. And then under that it says, manager Rogers Hornsby seems to be saying, hold the bat like this and you'll bat 400 to four of his new players. Left to right, Jim Greengrass, Bob Marcus, Gus Bell, and an unidentified character who strolled into the Reds training camp this week and insisted on being given a chance to try out for the team. Boy, they don't even tell Yuki's name.
An unidentified character, huh? Well, here's the mayor's house just down the street. Sparky, put your newspaper away until we get inside. And then I can look at the picture, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Listen, how come we're going to the mayor's house today, Big John? Why isn't he down at City Hall in his office?
Oh, he said he wasn't feeling too well today. Got a little cold or something. Must have caught it in that rain yesterday.
Yeah. Boy, the weather sure did change fast, didn't it?
Sure did. Didn't do my cold much good either. Well, here we are. Car's all parked. Open the door. Let's get out.
Okay. Is the mayor sick in bed, Big John?
Oh, no. I don't think he's really sick. I think he's just looking for an excuse to stay home from the office today.
Boy, when do I show the mayor Yuki's picture in the paper? Boy, then wouldn't it be something if Yuki makes the Cincinnati Reds team?
Yeah, that would be something. Something I'd have to see, too. Okay, ring the doorbell there.
Okay. There. Well, I don't see the mayor in there anywhere.
Sparky, don't press your nose up against the glass like that. You're getting it all smeared up. Look at that.
Should I ring the doorbell again?
No. The mayor will be here in a second. You think he has wings? He doesn't run to the door the way you do when the doorbell rings.
Oh, there he is. I see him coming down the steps. He must have been upstairs.
Oh. Coming down the steps, huh? I wonder if he was in bed.
He's walking awfully slow. I wonder how come he's holding his hand on his back like that.
I'm sure I don't know. Hi, Mayor. How are you? Hey, what seems to be the trouble there?
Oh, me. Oh, come on in, Buster. Come on in, lad.
Hi, Mayor Plumfront. Hey, what's the matter with your back? How come you're holding it?
Well, you may well ask, lad. You may well ask. Come on into the living room. Oh, my aching back.
Hey, what's that funny smell?
It smells like liniment.
That's exactly what it is, Buster. Liniment. Good, strong horse liniment. I got almost a whole bottle of it poured on my back. Ooh, my aching back.
Have you got an aching back, Mayor?
Oh, lad, I have got the achingest back anyone ever had. Running around Wobbledings Woods and getting caught in that cold rain and snowstorm yesterday didn't do me any good. Oh, I feel like I'm dying. Ooh, Oh, making batch.
Were you up in bed, Mayor?
Yeah. I was up there laying down. Oh. I tell you, Buster, making back ache so bad, nothing, absolutely nothing could drag me out of this here house today, that's for sure. Oh, boy.
Well, I don't blame you, Mayor. I know just how you feel. I've had a cold myself the last couple days. Sometimes those little aches and pains can make you feel pretty miserable.
No, you're not kidding.
Hey, Mayor, did you see Yuki Butch's picture in the paper?
Yuki's picture in the paper? What for, lad? No, I haven't even seen the paper today yet. What is it
here
all
about? Right here on the sports page. Take a look at that.
Let me see that. Well, what do you know? Yes, it is. That's Yuki, all right. Oh, hey, look at him there with manager Rogers Hornsby. Who's them other ball players, lad? Read it to me there. The print's a little too small. I haven't got my reading glasses here.
Well, the other ball players are Jim Greengrass and Bob Marcus and Gus Bell.
Yeah, and the other one's Yuki Butcher. Yeah, well, what do you know? Well, oh.
What's the matter?
Oh, my aching back. Every once in a while it gives me a twitch. Oh, I'm telling you, a team of 100 wild horses couldn't drag me out of this here house today.
Mayor, you ought to have a heating pad. Don't you have one?
No, I haven't got a heating pad. Don't need one. Good old horse liniment, good enough for me. Makes you smell bad, but it sure does make you feel good. After it stops burning, that is.
Oh, yeah, it burns all right. But it does make you feel better once it stops burning.
I'm telling you, Buster, I poured so much liniment on my back there, I thought it would burn off the skin. I do believe that my skin actually was smoking there for a minute.
Boy, that horse liniment really must be hot.
Oh, yeah, it'll take the ache out of your back, though. Oh, I'm aching back. Oh, just give me another twitch there. Hey, next time you want to fly your kite, lad, don't ask me to go along. I'm getting too old for that business.
Ouch! Oh, my goodness.
What's the matter with you, Buster?
Oh, you're talking so much about your aching back, Mayor. It makes my back ache, too.
Oh, I just had a twitch in my back, too, just below the shoulder.
Where's your liniment, Mayor?
Haven't got any more, Buster. I used the whole bottle on my own back.
Oh.
Now, isn't that funny? I can't imagine why I should suddenly get an ache in my back. I felt perfectly fine when I... Oh! Ouch. Fine until just now.
I know it comes on you all of a sudden, Buster. I'm telling you, my back aches so much I don't intend to get up out of this here chair for nothing. Why, this here house could catch fire, and I'd just sit here and wait till the firemen got here so they could carry me out. Yeah.
Come on, Mayor, it couldn't be that bad.
Oh, you think not, huh? Well, it is, lad. Ooh. Oh, my poor aching back aches like it's never ached before. Yeah. I'm telling you, I am not budging from this here house for no reason at all.
Ah, Mayor. Oh, hey, telephone's ringing. Your telephone's ringing.
Yeah. Answer it for me, lad. And tell whoever it is that I'm sick in bed. I'm not getting up this chair for nobody.
Okay. Boy, you sure must feel bad, Mayor.
Oh, if you only knew. I'm not leaving this house for nothing, Big John. You can count on that.
Hello? Yes, this is Mayor Plumfront's residence. Now, this is Sparky speaking. Oh, hello, Miss Dilly. How are you?
Oh, my goodness, I done went and forgot. Today's the day the charming Widow Dilly leaves the hospital.
Well, I'm sorry, Miss Dilly, but Mayor Plumfront can't come to the phone. You see, he's...
Wait a minute, just a minute there, lad. Lad, I didn't mean I wouldn't talk to Miss Dilly. Here, give me that telephone, lad. Give me that phone.
Huh?
Here, give me the phone.
Wait, Mayor.
Give me the phone.
You said nothing to get you out of that chair.
You ain't never mind about that. Yeah. Hello. Is this my charming little Daffy Dilly? How are you, my sweet little sugar cake?
Boy, yes. Big John, I thought the mayor said nothing, absolutely nothing, to get him out of that chair. Look at him now.
Now, Sparky, don't be too harsh on the mayor. After all, this is the Widow Dilly on the phone, and she is his sweetheart.
What'd you say? Oh, now, wait a minute, Daffy. Don't do that. Oh, you can't do a thing like that to me. Please, little Daffodil. Listen, where are you?
My goodness, I wonder what's up. The mayor seems awfully excited.
Daffodil! Daffodil, my little love pigeon. Don't leave. No, don't move a step. You stay right where you are till I get there. Oh, my little Daffodilly, you just don't know what you're doing there, Daffodilly.
Well, he sure is excited.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at that around there.
No.
Wonder if that horse liniment is burning his back again.
No, now listen, Daffy, don't do that. You just stay where you are. I'll be right there. Buster, have you got your car outside? Come on, let's get going. Get up out of your chair. Miss Dilly just telephoned me from the railroad station. She's going back home. We can't let her get away. Her train leaves in 20 minutes. Come on, let's go. We got to get down there right away to the railroad station. We haven't got a minute to lose. Not a minute.
Boy, Mayor, I thought you said nothing, absolutely nothing, could get you out of this house. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Well, this is a kind of situation Sparky likes. Some excitement at last. Something that'll really move the mayor out of his house quicker than a team of wild horses. It appears that Miss Daffodil Dilly, who was supposed to get married to our friend the mayor, is threatening to leave town. I don't blame the mayor for being excited. Well, I'll have to run now, kids, because I've got to take the mayor down to the railroad station and see if we can't patch up this lover's quarrel before it's too late.